bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show today, farts, Tom's ball upkeep, and Chick's provocative tree. You'll hear all that coming up next.
Hello, friends. I'm Chick McGee. And when I decided to do the Off the Air podcast,
it was because I told him to.
That's right. Jess is here, too. It's the return of the Off the Air podcast. We call it Off the Air, OTA. And the only way you can get it, though, is to become a Bob and Tom VIP. And not only do you get our swell podcast, you get the Bob and Tom podcast every
now and then. You get the VIP access. You get to watch it on the camera. Not only do you get to watch the show every morning, but you get to watch our podcast live on Tuesdays.
Noon on Tuesday, we do it live, and you can stream it and call people over you to your desk and go, look at these clowns. They got a podcast. Maybe we should do it. Who knows?
Or you could just tell your friends about it and they could become a VIP instead of mooching off yours.
Yeah, don't let anybody mooch off your. Don't let them mooch off your.
No mooching.
Do it now.
When I grew up on country, it was a rugged kind of sound. When Waylon, Buck, and Haggard all made the world go round. Now these new country singers come from towns like Buffalo. Grew up in the city here in Barry Manilow. Well, I'd rather hear a fat girl fart than a pretty boy sing. Well, I'm sorry, but good-looking guys just ain't my thing. If wiping moose off their Stetson hats is the only dues they pay, I'd rather hear a fat girl fart than a pretty boy sing. Now, somehow these new singers ain't never seen a farm. Or much less stepped in cow manure out back behind the barn. I think these new singers sound like rabbits trying to mate. And the ones that think they're so damn cute are the ones I love to hate. Well, I'd rather hear a fat girl fart than a pretty boy sing. Well, I'm sorry, but good-looking guys just ain't my thing. If a wiping moose off their Stetson hats is the only dues they pay, I'd rather hear a fat girl fart than a pretty boy sing. Well, I'd rather hear a fat girl fart than a pretty boy sing.
Good morning, Nashville.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Christy Lee is in the news room. She gets a room all to herself.
Yeah.
And there she is. We had a weird story yesterday I wanted to bring back up. It's just the transmission of this coronavirus thing is, you know, the doctors are pretty much all saying the same thing, which is, you know, wash your hands, sanitize, be careful,
right,
keep your distance, et cetera, et cetera. But people have lots of questions about how they can get it, mm-hmm, what kind of surfaces can hold it. And in Australia, on an Australian talk show, this came up. Do you have that story by chance?
Yeah, on an episode of Australian Broadcast Corporation's podcast, CoronaCast, journalist Tegan Taylor and Dr. Norman Swan addressed a few questions from listeners about the coronavirus.
I'm Dr. Norman Swan.
Well, Dr. Swan. One audience member asked, hey, if the virus can turn up in feces, does that mean farts could be a transmission route? Dr. Swan responded, luckily, we wear a mask which covers our farts all the time, which, of course, would be pants. But advised against farting near other people as well as bare bottom.
Well, does that mean you can wear underwear on your face?
Well, you could.
Is that what that means?
I guess.
Like a mirror. Where am I?
Yeah, doctor.
Who's huffing? Yeah. Who is huffing the moist flatulence of someone else?
I'll tell you what, I bet if I go to Pornhub right now and just type in.
Oh, don't do that.
Oh, no, don't. I mean, fart huffing, is that a thing?
Huffer? Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. Gosh, yeah.
I'm just going to Google fart huffer.
Oh, no, don't. I was just, please.
Remember that morning we were talking about fetishes? And there was a guy who liked to be stomped by a lady in
high heels,
stiletto heels. He liked to have his area stomped.
I keep thinking that there's that Foreigner song, Head Knocker.
Yeah.
Fart huffer. Just disgusting. Oh, God. Sorry I brought that
I
up.
Can't take it.
Are you on the phone?
So much stuff.
No, there's the phone.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie. Sorry,
I'm
I didn't.
You guys, who's out there doing research on this and getting paid? How's this a shovel-ready job?
I have no idea how that made it to the newswire.
I swear to God, like some volunteers going, okay, sir, now we need you to fart through this pair of dockers into this beaker. We're going to trap it and measure the particulates in the air. Mm-hmm. Okay, now I need you to drop your shorts and rip another free-range greaser into this jar and we'll compare.
All right.
I swear to God, I'll never fart bare-assed.
Oh.
Well, good.
Unless I'm in the shower or the hot tub or on a dune buggy, but other than that...
You're bare-assed on a dune buggy?
Yeah. I want to hear more about that.
That sounds fun.
Well, I keep my farts under cloth, you know, like a bullfighter.
Yeah.
But what I've started doing, here's a little trick. Guys, once we're back out dating after this quarantine, let's say you're on a date and you can feel a rumble, you got some heat seekers brewing. Mm-hmm. Just say take one of them snuggle or downy dryer sheets and wedge it in your crack.
Oh, geez.
What?
Laugh if you want, Christy, but I always keep one in the chamber.
Uh-huh.
Really?
That way, if you have to open the hatch on the date, it smells like Lemon Pledge in the car. Okay, go ahead and laugh, Christy, but it works better than the tricks you ladies try to
What is that?
Off.
Like what?
Oh, one time I broke the seal on Patty Ferguson's Spanx, and for 2 weeks my waterbed smelled like deviled eggs.
Oh,
man.
So take my advice and use the dryer sheet. The best part, none of my pants got static cling, and my sack never sticks to my leg when it gets real humid.
Yeah. There's a plus.
I didn't know that would fix that. Okay.
Oh, and spoiler alert,
mm-hmm,
if you head to the bathroom and realize you're out of toilet paper,
mm-hmm,
voila, you already got a run on the board.
Oh, hey, I never thought of that.
Well, Tom, you always brag about using coffee filters when you're out, but I'm telling you, man, a dryer sheet's the way to go. It'll clean you up all nice and good, leave your booty smelling April fresh.
Ugh.
Plus, dryer sheet's got two sides without folding it over.
Do they?
Well, I got to run, man. Wookie's working on additions of traction today for school, and I got to figure out how to use this abacus right quick.
Okay.
Good luck. Good luck.
I got to go.
Tom, would you care to go over again your stance on dryer sheets? Your policy?
Don't like them.
You did really? Like them.
Too
there
convenient, works too well.
Yeah.
Clothes too fresh.
You take your clothes out of the dryer and your hands are all greasy.
No.
Man, I just disagree.
I
from
totally
what? They're
disagree.
Not greasy at all.
Yeah. I don't know what you were greasy. Using.
There's a slight film on the dryer sheet itself, but when you put it in.
Yes.
You know, but
right.
Now we're talking putting it in your dryer, not in your gluteal cleft.
Of course.
No, I'm talking about
Johnny
shoving it in my
suggesting.
Ass.
Okay. And the okay.
Yes, yeah. But I don't feel that it transfers onto the clothes.
No.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. I just put those tennis balls in my dryer all the time.
Yeah, but there's still static cling. I can't stand that.
And not your really. Clothes stink.
Yes, I tried that because you were such a proponent. So well, I listened.
I got them online. They look like white tennis balls.
I know. I have the exact same ones.
The wool, it's wool dryer balls.
Wool dryers. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And dryer balls. I was a member of the Dryer Ball Society when I was in college.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm a big fan.
You're a used powder.
So I'm so curious about you and your ball upkeep. You really put powder on there every morning, the whole deal?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I've never done that. I've never used a powder.
From the spray. Sometimes I get the spray, but
really?
Usually it's just.
For what? Does it make it more comfortable? Yeah. I don't get it.
Just
do you get sticky?
Not anymore.
Was there
a sticky issue?
Adhesive issue?
Don't you ever stand up and your sack's glued halfway to your knee?
I don't. Yes. Maybe, you
know. Because I wear underwear.
I'm wearing underwear. Not once.
Baby powder or Gold Bond?
Gold Bond.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are other fine brands.
No. See, Ace doesn't do it.
What's that got to
do
with anything?
Josh, do you do it?
I do not powder my... No, I don't.
It does add a very weird effect because it's white powder.
Yeah.
So it gives your Johnson that kind of Revolutionary War wig look. Oh, look. George Washington. Well, there's George Washington this morning.
Well, could have been worse.
You should try it. It might frighten you.
It'd be like a zebra.
I just don't know what the benefit of it is to go try through it. That process every morning. Maybe I will.
My friend PJ turned me onto it years ago.
Okay. And,
you're sitting there during one of our discussions.
We're sitting there.
Ball talk.
Josh,
ball talk. Yeah.
We're reasonable friends. How many times we talked about our ball upkeep on our testicles?
Honest to God, I think we were doing the artwork for a show called Ball Talk.
Oh.
On one of our affiliates. I'm not kidding. I can even remember the guy's name. It was
something Sigurski.
Ball Talk with Dan Agursky, I believe it was. And we were doing a logo or something, and
gotcha. PJ out of nowhere goes,
I'll tell you what, this will change your life.
Huh. He was coming on to you. You know that, right?
He was
trying to hit on you.
No, I don't think so.
Not PJ.
No. but in any event.
You don't think Tom likes PJ in that way?
No.
Or PJ likes Tom?
No, I don't think so. Not in that
so
way.
So we just found out from Donnie that he smells like Lemon Pledge when you open up his trousers.
Oh,
that's certainly exciting.
Certainly good to know. Well,
you were talking about emojis before the break.
Oh,
because you like to use emojis with your kids.
But that, I don't know if all the classics are going to be translated into emojis eventually.
Do you have the cartoon made yet of yourself that you can send people?
A Tom Avatar?
Oh, yeah, they did that.
Oh, the Bitmoji?
Yeah, it doesn't really.
Yeah, I have that.
The ones of the girls look pretty good. You can do enough variation, but mine's pretty boring. this is a true story. There's a lot of tragedy in the world right now, as you know. No need to underscore that. But I was on a group text involving...
Which are always fun.
Involving the sad end of someone.
Oh.
Oh, my.
And one of the people responded with the crying tear emoji.
Yes.
Oh,
very sad.
That seems
a little tacky. Really?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Not the one where they're crying.
Or two tears.
They're laughing so hard they're crying. Not that one.
No, sure. No.
That's the only crying emoji I've ever seen.
Yeah, there's one. Yeah, with just one tear.
It's tacky. Use your words.
Say this is sad.
Yeah, just say, "Oh, so sorry to hear it," or "heartbroken," or or don't say anything. You're on a group text.
I mean, what's next? Emojis in the confessional?
I believe there's an emoji Bible.
Okay.
I think they have.
Is one of the sins?
I remember seeing the story.
Is one of the sins eggplant, water drops,
on your neighbor's wife,
a peach,
on your
peach
neighbor's
donut,
or thinking about it all
peach
the time?
Donut.
Or, yeah,
man,
peach
man.
To donut. Would that be the ATM?
ATP.
No, the ATP. I don't even know what that means. Isn't the ATP a golf tournament or something, or a tennis show?
I think peach to donut means bladder infection.
The King James version of the Bible has now been translated into emojis.
Okay.
Yep.
I give up.
So do you feel comfortable, though, even in the, I mean, texting someone words and saying how sorry you are? I think that does.
That's tough. That's tough. But
that,
you,
that seems just, awkward as well.
It's a matter of immediacy in today's world. And yeah, I just, I don't know. To me, it struck me as being.
I think it's a little tacky.
Yeah, very.
You remember Greg Hahn is okay with breaking up via text.
Oh, sure.
And what's Greg, how does he do it?
8 years, good run. I'm out. Send.
Uh-huh. Send it. Block.
Send. Oh, yeah.
He has since added. Yeah.
He's added block to that. Yeah. Right too hard.
I don't know. It just seems to me to be.
Yeah, it's a little too informal for.
Well, emojis are kind of. There's a certain cartoonness about them.
Of course,
there's
a sweetness
yeah. about them too. I think
there can be. Sure.
Yeah. I get it. I'm just.
They're like a text condom. Like if you don't know if it's going to go over well, it's like a safety. It's like a barrier. Like at the end,
you're right.
You like send and you're just like, oh, and here's a smiley face in case this isn't going to go over well.
Yes, you're
yes,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we still have to come up with either some kind of emoji to indicate that it's sarcasm.
Yeah, I like the idea of a sarcastic font.
It has to be a font.
I think that's a brilliant idea.
Yeah. How about quotes or italics or something maybe for sarcasm?
I don't know. These are unsolvable
problems.
Tom, I just sent you a text if you want to look.
I have written, okay. I put parentheses and then in the parentheses sarcastically. Like I would a stage direction. I have done that before.
Okay, like a play.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we'll move forward here. Are we still missing Mr. Godwin?
I think so. Yes.
Okay. Because we have a song that we want to do. We'll do it later.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Christy's got one.
What have you got?
Japan is offering financial aid to prostitutes because regulations make it difficult for those in the stigmatized industry to apply without outing themselves. The country's central government launched a massive stimulus package worth about 108 trillion Japanese yen, nearly $1 trillion, to bolster the country during the impending economic downturn due to the coronavirus. So they're now offering aid.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah, then... Where it's legal in Germany, I know there's a similar issue going on. So, talk about a stimulus package. That's their business.
Yes, it's a luxury. That and strudel.
Stimulating packages everywhere.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm killing over here. What about the strudel?
I'm sure, they were probably getting some money from the government already, or at least government officials.
Sure.
Right.
This is an interesting story.
All right.
The UK press regulator Ipso. Has ruled a woman's...
Oh, it used to be the other part of Ipso.
Yeah, Facto.
Facto.
Yeah,
that's right.
I thought you were going to go with
Ipso. He sold his shares, right?
Yeah. Facto got out, yeah.
Ruled a woman's attraction to chandeliers is not a sexual orientation.
Wait, how...
So not just a fetish. This person wanted a whole orientation dedicated to this.
Miss Amanda Liberty claimed in an article in The Sun, mocked her relationship with Lumiere, a 92-year-old German chandelier she purchased on eBay. We actually did this story.
Remember this lady? She changed her name to, what is it, Liberty something?
Yeah, Amanda Liberty, who identifies as objectum sexual, or a person attracted to objects, argued The Sun violated Ipso's code of conduct, which bars publishers from making derogatory references to a person's sexuality. Ipso,
give me a break,
dismissed Liberty's complaint in a ruling that stated their code, quote, provides protections to individuals in relation to their sexual orientation towards other persons and not to objects.
Well, you know what the punchline is. I'd have to get a look at the chandelier.
She also complained
Apparently she likes older dudes. The chandelier, what'd you say? It was
92. You
know, 92 years old.
Yes. She also complained that the newspaper misreported her relationship to the lamp/chandelier and saying she was married to it.
Narcissistic, publicity-seeking moron.
And she says she's
complaining
not
about the coverage that she so desperately wants.
She's not yet married to her chandelier.
They're not married yet.
Not yet. The Sun also pointed out that Liberty had extensively talked to the media about her attraction towards chandeliers and other objects in the past, having previously changed her surname during a previous self-declared public relationship with... Anyone recall this one?
Herself?
No, the Statue of Liberty. Remember that?
Yeah.
Jeez. So she's a gay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That is a woman.
Yeah, it is.
I can't get too judgmental here. I went to my friend's... He got married to a TV antenna.
Did he really? Oh,
really?
Yeah. Boy, the wedding was boring, but the reception was great.
Right, he's you're waffling on Aces territory there.
See, I turned that one down.
Well, you know, a friend of ours, if he sees a 92-year-old chandelier, he has to immediately go to the bathroom.
Antiques,
oh, yeah. He hates antiques.
Antiques, old lighting.
Won't stay at hotels. He gets all creeped out.
Grandfather clock.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He starts carrying low.
That's true.
Isn't that interesting? That's an interesting fear.
So she claims she's attracted to objects.
Yeah.
How about an organ? Wolitzer.
Yeah.
These crackpots, they're getting the news, and they're incredible narcissists, and they want their picture in the paper, and she's a crackpot, let's face it.
Yeah, we need to stop catering to some of these folks. You don't get your own category because you want to hump a chandelier.
Hump your chandelier and leave everybody alone.
That's right. Yeah,
exactly.
Hump your chandelier in private and let's get this.
You and your tall ladder.
I was going to say, she's got to hang upside down to do that, doesn't she?
If she wants to do that and pay her taxes, that's fine with me.
Right, is she a trapeze artist? What the heck?
Yeah, they can give birth to little sconces.
Speaking of all this, and you know how your life and your private life goes kind of wacky because of what you've talked about on the radio with you people. Well, in my case, I had the dogs out last night and I started looking at this tree in my backyard, and I'll have to get a picture when I get home.
Yeah.
But it's very
sexy,
provocative. Yes.
What?
And wait till you see the picture. No, we had this.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
You had that story. Yeah. Yes.
Go out and hug a tree.
It looks like my pear tree has a
knot.
Is it an orifice shaped knot?
Right.
It's a, it's an opening.
Well, that's the slang term for the
so tree
front hugger, naughty is that's where it originated, you know.
The tree?
From a hatchet.
Into
a tree.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Anyway, I'll get a picture of it and put it up on.
So now you're attracted to a tree, huh?
I wasn't attracted.
You're going to get 10 new followers.
I said, Ms. Contrary.
The folks who are.
I said, as your life gets warped because of this show, you're standing in your backyard and you go, hey, that tree's kind of hot.
Yeah, these are hard times.
Have you stuck your tongue in it?
Only twice, but.
We got to work up to it.
Yeah, you got to get the sap going.
Hey, it's time.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.